people saw it on the internet. My friends saw it on the internet and text me. So I saw it on my text messages. And I didn't believe it, actually, because, you know, he's been in the hospital a few times and he's always bounced back. You know, he's most famous for getting up off the canvas and you know, coming back. But this time, this time he didn't. But I was shocked.
And in those first few moments afterward, I mean, what are some of the thoughts, memories, things that were going through your mind?
Yeah, you know, immediately I just think optimistically, you know, that he's had a hard time these last few years and that, you know, he's in a better place. And, you know, he's a very religious man. He believes in God as I. So, you know, he's with God. So that's where he, you know, needs to be. And he's done his time. He's done his work. He's done everything. He's, you know, he's made friends. He's made enemies. He's done it all.
How would you describe what Muhammad Ali, not just was to boxing, but really to America?
I think that he showed a lot of things to a lot of people. You know, I think he was a lot of different things for a lot of people. He showed people they could stand up to the big bad guy like he did to, you know, not that he really was, but in this, for our looking on TV, it looked like George Foreman was some big scary guy. Sonny Liston was a big scary guy. And Muhammad was smaller and faster and, you know, he had technique and that, you know, you could win under those circumstances. You didn't have to be the biggest, meanest guy to be the victor. I think he taught people that you could stand up to even the United States government. When, you know, if you do what's right, you do what you believe in the end, you can still come out on top. And when you're in the middle of it, you don't know where you're going to finish. When he didn't, you know, when they're counting to 10, you don't know if you're going to get up by 9. You're trying. And when they took his belt away, they took his job away, he didn't know at the end he was going to be everything he became. He believed in himself. He knew what he believed in, but he could read the future, but it turned out to be part of what made him, but he didn't know that then. So all of us need to realize that just because it looks dark doesn't mean, and he's proof of that. Even if he's the most talented athletic boxer, you can't take that athleticism into the courthouse with the United States government. But what's right is right, and he won.
You know, I noticed walking around the gym, a lot of pictures of him. He still has a real influence here. And maybe people don't know about his past, but this is where it really all started for him.
Yeah, I mean, he was an Olympian, and then they brought him to see Angelo and Chris Dundee at the original Fifth Street Gym on Fifth and Washington, and we moved here to 14th and Alton. But we're keeping alive. And what he did when he was the world champion and the most popular person in the world, when the Beatles were coming to visit him at the Fifth Street Gym, and Frank Sinatra was coming to visit him at the Fifth, and Jackson 5 was coming to the Fifth Street Gym, they're all coming to see him. And now we still have world champions that train here, and we keep the gym open to everybody. Celebrities come in, people can watch, people can work out with them. There's stories about guys coming in here and tell me how they sparred with Muhammad, and they're nobody famous. They're just regular guys. And Muhammad got in there and mixed up with them. There's stories about Muhammad visiting kids in the hospital. There's so many stories. People come in every day that are on vacation from Germany, say how their interaction with Muhammad, from Canada, it's endless. And because of Muhammad, today we have someone from right now, in the gym right now. We have Cubans, Moroccans, Algerians, Italians, Frenchmen. It's everybody. Because Muhammad made it that way. You know, Muhammad made it the world famous Fifth Street Gym.
And I wonder too, real quickly, what is it about him? Why is it that so many years after his career ended, he just became almost more legendary? I mean, a lot of guys after their career is over, they disappear.
They disappear, sure.
This guy, his legend just grew and grew. Why? What do you think it was about him? Not just that he was a talker.
Yeah, no. He was an actor. He did actions, not a talker. There's a story about him training. Get a phone call from a guy that said, "Hey, my son's in the hospital dying with cancer." He's in the middle of a camp getting ready to fight George Foreman, the biggest fight of his life. He drops everything, gets a team in a car, and drives 3 hours to go visit the kid in the hospital. He tells the kid, "Hey, kid, listen, I'm going to beat George Foreman. You're going to beat cancer." He said, "Okay, champ, I'm going to do it." He goes back to training. They call him 2 weeks later. They said, "Man, it's worse. He might not make it the week, the kid." Muhammad drops everything. This is the middle of getting ready to fight a big bear. He drops everything. He goes back to the hospital. He said, "Kid, I told you, I'm going to be Foreman. You're going to be cancer." The little kid said, no, champ. You're going to be George Foreman, and I'm going to tell God I met Muhammad Ali. So he affected people.
Last thing I wanted to ask you is, it's been a long time since you stepped in the ring, but how often do these young guys that come in here with dreams and hopes for a boxing career, think about, talk about, ask about Muhammad Ali? How do you think his career affects them all these years later?
I make sure that Muhammad affects their career because I rub him in their face every chance I get. He used to wear combat boots and sweatpants and a sweatsuit and run from Overtown to Fifth Street. Nobody works like that.
tell us again one more time who you are.
Dino Spencer, the owner and operator of the Fifth Street Gym, co-owner.